You're listening to SBS News.
Australia's Socceroos are gearing up for January's Asian Cup football tournament in the United Arab Emirates, with two international matches over the next few days. On Saturday night in Brisbane, there is a repeat of the 2015 Asian Cup final when the Socceroos faced South Korea. Mark Milligan will captain the side and says preparation for the Asian Cup is at the forefront of the team's mind.
You know, there's not a great deal of time between now and the Asian Cup, so you know, it's definitely about the performance and to be able to have the Asian Cup, I guess the replay of the Asian Cup final here in Brisbane, you know, everybody's very excited.
The match could bring a new face to the field for Australia. Martin Boyle was born in Scotland, but the 25-year-old forward's father was born in Sydney, which has opened the door for him to play for the Socceroos. He says making his father proud would be a special feeling.
My father was a big part of it, obviously making him proud and obviously him being born here. And obviously it's came out quite quick, the transition. But yeah, he's proud of me and that's all that matters.
There are a host of other international football matches over the weekend. The best include the Netherlands against France, Italy against Portugal and a repeat of the World Cup semi-final when England takes on Croatia at Wembley Stadium. Australia's women cricketers have already booked a spot in the T20 World Cup semi-finals after wins against Pakistan, Ireland and New Zealand. Their final group match against India will be their biggest test so far, but having qualified, they can use it as a practice match ahead of the knockout phase. The game in Guyana is in the early hours of Sunday morning, Australian time. Australia is well aware India's Harmanpreet Kaur is a danger, with spinner Sophie Molyneux saying she is very impressed so far.
By watching her on TV the other day, she was batting incredibly well. So, yeah, we're going to have to put a bit of effort into our plans and everything to her and make sure we get those right. And depends on the day, I suppose. We might get lucky, she might get lucky. But we just have to best equip ourselves to have plan A, B and C to her, I think.
Closer to home on Saturday evening, Australia's men will play their only T20 fixture against South Africa before turning their attention to India's tourists. The match against South Africa on Queensland's Gold Coast will help transition the side to T20 cricket, ahead of three games against India in the shortest format of the game. A four-test series lies ahead after that. For spin bowler Nathan Lyon, playing the world's top-ranked side in Test cricket is a great chance to restore some badly needed confidence.
Yeah, it's a massive challenge for the Australian cricket side, but yeah, I'm pretty excited. But yeah, it's going to be tough, but as professional sportsmen, we wanted to challenge ourselves against the best. India's the best, so there's no reason why we can't come out here and perform.
In rugby, the Wallabies going to Sunday morning's spring tour game against Italy in Padova, hoping to avoid the embarrassment of losing to the Azzurri for the first time. Australia's form this year has been poor. Forward Sekopi Kepu says the team must keep learning from its setbacks if it is going to avoid defeat to Italy.
There's a lot of positives that come out of the game, and you know, definitely the defence side of things have really something we've focused on for this tour and moving forward into trying to move on and get some stuff prepared for Italy.
That match will be shown on SBS early Sunday morning. The Australian Open Golf Tournament will be contested over the weekend at Sydney's Lakes Course. Although the three leading Australians are not playing, an international field is assembled, hoping to win the famous Stonehaven Cup. One of them is India's Anirban Lahiri. He has the best finish of any Indian golfer at a major, tying for fifth in the 2015 US PGA Championship. But Lahiri says for golf to really take off in his homeland, he or another Indian golfer needs to win a major title.
To really have golf become a dominant sport or to become a primary or a major sport in India, you're going to need that. I think we saw that happening with badminton. We've had a couple of, you know, world number ones in the ladies, and I think that's what you need. You need to be able to win a big event. You need to be able to do something on a global scale.
In the National Basketball League this weekend, the ladder-leading Perth Wildcats take on the Illawarra Hawks on Saturday, and the third-place Sydney Kings take on the fourth-place New Zealand Breakers on Sunday. In the Women's National Basketball League, SBS has live coverage of Melbourne's clash with Townsville on Sunday afternoon. John Baldock, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.